Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. We're holding Nun Amud Beis, the last three lines where it says, Hemsis Ubeis HaKoisis. As we've learned ever since the beginning of our perek, every kosher animal has in it four stomachs. The four stomachs are the Keres, the Beis HaKoisis, the Hemsis, and the Keva. From the Keva it goes into the Takin. Okay, Zayegit. So our Mishnah said that the Hemsis Ubeis HaKoisis Shenikvu. If even a klein shigalechala, a small little hole, it's treif. Zokti mar tana rabban. We learned in the brayser. Macha chinimtes ba'oyve beis hakoisis mitzad echad ksheira mishnei tzedodim treifa. If you have the beis hakoisis, and the beis hakoisis, as you will recall, has two walls in it. It has the koisel hapnimi and the koisel hachitzoini. And in between these two walls, there is a layer of fat. If there happens to be a machat that is through and through the inner wall, that's the koisel hapnimius, no problem. Ah, it's got a hole! You have nothing to worry about because the layer of fat will act as a natural buffer and stopper and plug, and it'll be wonderful, it's fine. What happens, however, if that machat went through and through both walls, both the inner wall and the outer wall, then you got a problem, then it's treif, like it says in our Mishnah. Now, our Gemara doesn't specifically say that there is one wall and two walls, it just simply says, machat shenimtes ba'oyve beis hakoisis mitzad echad. If the machat is on one side, it's kosher. If it's mishnei tzedodim on both sides, it's treif. So where do you take this from that there were two walls? Rashi over here is totally silent. But if we look back at the Rashi on Mem Tes Amid Aleph, the top Rashi at the very top of the Amid, Mem Tes Amid Aleph, Rashi says, Oyvi Beis HaKoisis, see the very, very top, Soifa Keres Shekoyden Pansa, when you finish off the Keres, remember we start off with the Veshet, that's the food pipe, the esophagus, which leads us into the Keres, and the Keres leads us into the Beis HaKoisis, so to the end of the Keres, you get to the Beis HaKoisis, Yesh Boisha Osu Kikoiva Usvas Tifane Kifula Shtei Tifanois, oh, there are two walls, Adukim Zubazu, attached to one another, the Shuman Mechabron, and there's a layer of fat in between, the Korean Lion, they call it like, what do they call it in Ireland? They call it Dublin. Why do they call it Dublin? Because it's a double wall, two walls. Good. So, I didn't make it up. Shaitu Rashi, Dublin. Yeah, you see Dublin? Rashi, third line to the top. And then the Rashi continues on. It's only going through the inner wall. It's not the outer wall. The layer of fat and the outer wall that acts as a good buffer. And access, it's almost like a Mexican wall. It doesn't allow anything in or out. It's perfect. It's beautiful. Whether it's 5.6 billion, it makes no difference. But it acts like a great wall. But if it's Mishnei Tzedodim Zutrashi, Shenokva Hashenis, V'yotzel Chlalagov, if this machat has gone through and through, not only through the Doifan HaPinim, Vimrol to Doifan HaChitzoina, oi, now it's in the Chlalagov, it's in the hollow of the animal, then it's treifa, and that's pshat in our Mishnah. So when Mishnah said that it's nikfa, it's not enough that it's nikfa in the penimius, it's got to go through and through, through the chitzoina, and out into the chalal hagof. Now, as we've had in the last couple of days, even though there are holes in various organs of the animal, we have to know when that hole took place. Because if the hole took place post-shechita, there's no problem. Because after the shechita, anyway, you're going to make a whole bunch of slices and holes and cuts. Nobody eats a ganze b'chaim. Well, most people don't eat a ganze b'chaim. And so therefore, they have to go and cut it into slices and to pieces. So the fact that there happens to be now a hole in the hemsis of basic koi is a big deal. So there are allowed to be holes post-mortem, post-shechita. The question is, when in fact was the hole there? You have the boidik, he's checking out all of the whole body parts and the other organs, and then he says, oh no, I see there happens to be a hole that goes a machat through and through to both sides. Did that machat go through and through pre-shechita, or maybe only post-shechita? So zokto le braisa, there's an easy way to tell. Nimtza le kordam, if around the edge of the point of the needle, the machat that went through, there's a shtickel kardam which has accumulated.
Special one.
Then, biyadua shelefnei shechita. Then you know that it's an old wound. That's why you find this small little pool of blood. Lehim to leh kardam, however, if it's a brand new hole and there is no dam which has accumulated, Yidush la'ach shechita, this just happened a minute ago after shechita was over, and therefore it's gunish mit gunish. That's what the Braisa says, and the Braisa continues on another halacha. Higlid pi hamaka. What happens? Not only did you find the kartam, but in fact it's higlid. What's ice cream in Hebrew? It's glida. Glida. Oh, why is it called glida? Because higlid means that it congealed like ice cream does. So higlid pi hamaka, if the blood on the outside of this maka higlid, it's already congealed. Oh, Dushishanan Altamasa. This is already an old situation. That this was already 3 days before the Shechita. However, if you find that this taka blood, but it's not congealed blood, it's still kind of fresh blood. Now, the obvious question is.
So, if it's the first statement, it's the opposite of the first statement.
Okay, so now the question is, why is the price of going into this business 3 days before, 3 days later, with an afkimina? Bottom line is, if you have a kort dam, the price already said, you know that it happened before the shechita. If there was no kort dam, you know it happened after the shechita. So, who cares that it congealed and it was 3 days, it was 2 days, 1 day? What difference does that make? Zok Rashi. We're not focusing now on Yoredei Halachas. Now, we're focusing on Choshen Mishpat Halachas, meaning that the person who bought this cow, when he originally bought it, he thought it's going to be Al Kedusha B'Tahar, it's going to be a kosher shechit and everything, and the Yidna are going to eat it, the Kovid Yomtif and the Kovid Shabbos, Matzimchas and everything, and then he discovers that this holy cow turns out to be a real lemon. Why is a lemon? Because there happens to be a hole in the Hemsis of the Beis HaKosis. Uh-oh, so he wants to go and get a refund. So the person who bought it goes to the original seller, and he says, Mr. Seller, there happens to be a hole inside the veshit, not the veshit, in this case the Beis HaKosis, from both sides. And there's blood, it's kartam, it happened before the shechita. Give me back my money. So the moicher says, you know when that happened? It happened 5 minutes before you did the shechita, and I already sold this to you a week ago. So, you know, a week ago was still perfect. Had you taken an MRI, made an MAR, made a CAT scan of the Alazachin, you'd have seen that it was perfect. So I don't owe you a nickel. I don't owe you a penny. That's what the Gemara says. That if you see...
He's not achroy to know that, but he sells it to them.
He's not achroy at all.
Not achroy to sell. No, he's not a bad guy.
He's a lovely guy.
No, I'm saying,
we'll even give him maftir in the middle of the week. On Tuesday morning, we'll give him maftir.
Especially, even to Choshen Mishpat, he didn't do anything wrong to sell it.
You're 100% right. You're absolutely right. We are not suggesting in any way, shape, or form that the seller is a crook or did something fraudulent or something which was inequitable or not nice. Oh, I'm sorry?
Untoward.
This guy, the seller is a great guy. But the fact of the matter is he didn't sell him a kosher cow, and part of the contract, either explicit or implicit, is he's selling him a kosher cow. If it turns out that it is right, it's not a kosher cow, you meant well and you're a great guy and I love you and all the rest, but give me back my money, because this cow is not worth the $7.99 a pound for chopped meat. It's worth only 99 cents a pound for dog meat or whatever. It's a treif, it's an aveilus, it's an ishgit. That's the discussion.
Every farmer has to give a warranty on his animal that it's not a treif.
Presumably, if you have a good lawyer, he's going to write into the contract that I give no warranty. No representation. But if he didn't
lawyers,
do that,
lawyers,
yeah, you love the lawyers, right? Anyway, the lawyers got to make panusa too. Don't be so upset. Anyway, so if he writes no reps and warranties, presumably, again, you got to speak to Puskin, you got to look up Choshen Mishpat. But if, at least under secular law, if you write no reps and warranties, no reps and warranties. However, he didn't write that. And for instance, let's say it says the other way around, I'm selling you a kosher cow that you should be able to go make simchas and ben and bar mitzvahs and sheva bruchas and all the rest. And then afterwards they cut it up and they find, it's been treif already for the last year. So he sold them a lemon. So and therefore you can get. I'm sorry?
Treifa can live a year?
That depends. It's a machloikis, treifa chayit, treifa. So let's not go into a year. Okay. Let's don't talk about it for 5 days. If it was already treif for 5 days ago. And I bought it from you 5 days ago. So that's the reason why the Braisa at the end talks about this higlid pi hamaka. So if, in fact, the sale took place 5 days ago, and higlid pi hamaka, you see now when you open up the animal, that the Beis HaKosis, not only does it have a machat, but there happens to be a kurtam. Not only does it a kurtam, but it's a congealed kurtam. It's a glid Ida Kordam. So then you know it's been there at least for 3 days. So therefore, when you sold it to me 5 days ago, it was already treifa then, or at least it was treifa, whatever. Anyway, bottom line, well, 5 days wouldn't be a good example, because maybe it only happened after 3 days. You sold it to me 2 days ago. 2 days ago you sold me the animal, but I can see because of the congealed blood that it's already 3 days treifa. So you sold me a treifa animal, give me my money back. However, if there is no higlid, it's not congealed, then we don't know. Maybe it's a day, maybe it's 2 days, maybe 3 days, 2.5 days, 1.5 days, quasish. And with a right, you'd have to go and prove to him with an x-ray machine, with a CAT scan, with an MRI. But if he can't prove it, he can't prove it. Fine. That's the end of the price. Freight the Gemara. We've had this case about the nikovim, nikovim, chalulim, chalulim throughout this parak about having holes in the dakin and holes in the reya and holes in this and holes in the that and the keres apadimi. Get back to you. Anyway, so Masha, be well. So now the question is: come more often. We'd love to have you, and you daven so beautifully. Anyway, Zanalis and Shema for your father's kind of
amen, amen.
Good. Anyway, so Freitag Gemara, we talked about Nikuvim so much in our Perek. This is the first time that I can remember that the Brisa makes some sort of reference, Yokordam, Nishkordam, when we just talked about that there was a hole in the Reya, or there was a hole in the Keres HaPanimi, or in the Dakin. We never talked about, did you find a Kordam? Didn't you find a Kordam? Vos Epis.
We talk about not finding a hole, finding a needle. That's the difference. We're talking about finding a nail or a needle.
Guess what? That's the Gemara's Teretz. But before you get to Gemara's Teretz, we have to first understand Gemara's Kasha. Kenai Nahari is always 3 steps ahead of us. So, Frank Gemara, Umay Shna Mikon Nekuva the Alma, the Avagav the Lekedam Tarif Mar. How come all other cases you've said Traif, Traif, Traif as soon as you say Nekev, 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 and you never spoke about this court dam business? Ever the Gemara. Zoktach Barry. Because there was no place for the blood to assemble and to gather. Oh, there's a point of reference. There's really a point of reference. The point of the needle. You get the point of my side. The point of the needle where blood can attach. With the word misrach means to attach. If this is like an old wound, an old puncture, then blood would have assembled on the point of the Machat. Azay Ijokti Gimar. Why does the blood not assemble and accumulate without a machat? Says Rashi in the Rashi Hosam Leka Midi Misrach. It's about 3-4 lines. Kishanim to Nekib Blenachat. If there's only a hole, Kishadam Yoitse, when the Dam Taka emanates from the wound, whom Yoitsehu, Miskaneach Lachluchis Abasa, the word Miskaneach from Lash Kinuach, it gets cleaned up as a result of the moisture and the moistness of the flesh of that organ, and it just runs off. The fish ain't like heichen lidav because it has no place to accumulate. In other words, since it's a wet surface, the blood gets on the wet surface, but it just kind of flows off and it just oozes off and it doesn't stay in one place. However, when you have a machat there, the machat has. I'm sorry.
This is the kasha.
Anyway. That's the reason why this is so special.
Physiologically doesn't make sense, but now I understand the
Baruch Hashem. It's only Rav Safa Labai. Rav Safa tells Abai, we're going to talk about a story now. Rav Safa tells Abai, Chazim Mar Haitzer Merabana Di Osim Marova, the Omer Rav Avira Shmani. Did you notice, said Rav Safa to Abai, Rav Safa and Abai both lived in Chutz Laretz, in Bavel. So Rav Safa to Abai, did you notice this morning the Chushim Talmud Chochem that came in, that young man? He came from Eretz Yisrael, and he says that his name is Rav Avir. The Omar, and he detailed the Masa. What Masa? Masa, Bolafnei Rabbi. There was a story that he came in front of Rabbi. What came in front of Rabbi? A machat shenimtis bo'oi v'beis ha'koises. Such a machat in the wall of beis ha'koises. It was mitzad achad, v'tarfa. Uh-oh. We sit here down the Bryce on the bottom, and it's mitzad echad, it's ksher, it's only shnei tzedonim, it's treifa. When Abai heard this, he was all tzeridit, tzechisht, tzemisht. In other words, he was all excited and amazed. How could this be? And Abai wanted to find out, is this really true? What did our Rav Avira see and what did he hear? Shalachlei. So he asked Rav Avira, do me a favor, please come over to the Bezen Shtibel. I want to go and be mavar the exact protum of this mice. Rabbi Avir didn't come, he was too busy, whatever. Also, Rabbi Avir said, I'm not going to go and stand on ceremony, I'm going to go to him. So Abai went to Rabbi Avir's house. Havikoi Igra, and he sees that Rabbi Avir is standing there on top of the roof. Omar, and he said to him, Nechus Marvinaisi, do me a favor, please come down from the roof, go and climb down the ladder, come down the stairs, and because I want to go and talk to you about this story, about this halacha. Lenochus. Rabbi Avir stayed on top, and he did not come down. So the cool debate. So Abai said, I'm not standing in ceremony. I'm going to go and climb up the ladder myself. And he went slowly but surely and went all the way to the top. Now they're both together on the roof. Can you go and tell me the whole story about the Rebbe? What happened? Amalei, he told him, I'm mafter kinesias anok. Can you imagine mafter in the middle of the week? Mafter kinesias, explains Rashi, means an usher who lets the Talmidim into the Bismedish and shows them way out of the Bismedish at the end of the Seder. If you look at Rashi 5-6 lines higher, mafter kinesias anok, machnis, umoitzi ha-Talmidim, umi-aslam, umamidam, leilach mi-beis ha-medish. He brings them in, he takes them out, he shows them their place, vi-megait, vi-meshtait, where do you go? Where's your stender? Where's your bench? What time to leave? And usher. Good. That was my job. And I did it li-eila mi-rebi rabba. Rashi says, Rabbi Rabba is Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi. The Gemara historically seems to be difficult to understand, because
at the end of the Amoraim,
exactly, Abai was among the last of the generations of Amoraim. Rebbe, as we know, was the Masada Mishnayis.
Right.
They're talking about 200 years before, or something like that, 4 or 5 generations before. And this Rabbi Avir said, I was there by Rebbe. So this is a bit shver. So you have to go and either change the names. It wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, maybe Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Maybe you're talking about that this Rabbi Avir was an Azuka Niflik, which is also hard to understand, because Rashi in the beginning of Masechta Tanis
is climbing up the steps.
That's why he didn't want to go up and down, right? So how did he get up to the roof in the first place? He had an elevator, Shabbos elevator. But anyway, but the Rashi in the beginning of Masechta Tanis says that the expression Tzurba Merabanan means a young rabbi, yes, as opposed to an elderly statesman. So how could he both be young and have known Rebbe at the same time? So there seems to be some historical inaccuracy over here. But anyway, regardless, getting back to the Gemara, he says, I was the usher in the times when Rebbe was the Rosh Hashiva. Rav Huna of Tzipori, Rav Yoisi Mado, Rav Yoisi of Modai, Yoshe Lefanav, they were the star Talmidim, star disciples sitting in front of Rebbe. And I remember, as I was leading the kids in and out, the Talmidim into the Bismedish, Ubas Lifnei Rebbe, and the following Shaila came in front of Rebbe. They brought a Macha, Chinim Tzboi, Bebeis HaKoysim, Mitzad Echad. That's the Shaila that we're talking about. And Rebbe saw it, he said, oy, 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 this machad is going through one side. Is it going through both sides? I only see the inside. What about the outside? V'hafcha Rebbe, and Rebbe turned it inside out or outside in, and he saw on the outside of the Beis HaKoysis, he didn't find a puncture. He didn't see the machad. But matzaleh kardam, there's a kardam. Ooh, a kardam. So therefore, Rebbe said to himself, there must have been a hole here, even though I don't see the hole, but normally you wouldn't find the kardam. After all, Rashi said, on a wet surface, the dam is not going to coagulate, or it's not going to go and assemble. It's all going to run off. What is that kardam? There must be that there was a hole from this machan that went through and through, not only with Sarach, but all to the states of Adam, even though I don't see it at the moment. The Torah, and he said, it's treif. And because it's a kardam, it's biyudua shelefnei shechita, and therefore he said that the whole thing is treif. V'yomar, and he said, in ein shamak, if there was no hole, where did this blood come from? Didn't come down manna from heaven. There had to have been a puncture. And therefore, that's the reason why Rebbe said that it was treif. Now, based on that rendition of the story, really he's just repeating what it said in the Braisa. That nimtzaleh kardam yidua shelefnei shechita. The only shtickle chiddush is that he didn't actually see the puncture, but the maisi saw the dam, and the dam doesn't just come from nowhere. So there must have been a hole. So Abaye says this whole thing is pshita. Omalei torach tri, on the side it says torach tircha lehu gavra. You of course tircha to this person, meaning to myself, to Abaye. Masisani, this lechay is dvorim pshutim, the nishka groysa chidushim, hems the beis hakoyish yenikvo lechutz. Lechutz means all the way outside. So even if you don't see the actual neck, if you see the kardam, that's the religious halachic equivalent. So therefore, he hasn't given us any new
chidush.
Good, and that's why he said it's treif. Exactly. Okay, now we talk about the next case in our Mishnah, Nofel Menagag, where an animal fell down from the roof.
Oh, good. I'm sure maybe it was Abaye and Rav Rav Avira Sofman.
No, Chas V'Shalom. Then it would say Noflu.
Okay.
Or Nofal. Right. Anyway, Noflu Menegag, we go back to the Mishnah.
There would be two dots.
Abaya is calling him. You know, here's the great Abaya. You think he would...
I don't want to say anything about Rav Avira. I'm sure he's a wonderful, wonderful person. If he was the Osh in the times of Rebbe, he was probably an Adam Choshem Ma'oid. Why was Mitzvah Abaya Veselmish? Maybe he was like an old person, or he was weak, he was a bear-bite.
Okay.
Anyway, but Noflu Menegag, the animal fell down from the roof, and it said in our Mishnah that is also one of the Simone Treifis. In fact, it's one of the eight categories that we had of the Dan Chonak Nefesh that causes an animal to become Treif. Anyway, so tell Noflu Menegag, Rashi in the Mishnah said, and this is going to be important as we continue to learn the Gemara, it's not that every Noflu Menegag is Treif, but rather, if an animal falls down from the roof, and I, the Baalim, see it, and they said, oh no, I'm afraid it's treif. Shoichet, schnell, come over and shech the animal before it dies, then the animal is taka treif. However, if I allow the animal to stand up, or to walk around, and Baruch Hashem, it stands, a guy, it's a kimt, kosher. Same thing is, even if the animal decided to lie on the floor for the next 24 hours, if after 24 hours the animal is still alive, again, it's kosher, it's not treif. There's only a presumption that it's treif if it fell down and we shecht it immediately. However, if you do either the standing walking test or you wait 24 hours and the animal is still alive, then it is kosher. We'll see that, Mishim, as we go through the Gemara. Now, Zoki Gemara, Omer Afuna, Hinech Beim Lamalu, Ubo Mitzo'o Lamata. I own an animal, I left it there on the top of my deck, on top of a roof, and I come back, I went to the shear, Dafa Yoima, I come back, Ubo Mitzo'o Lamata, and I find that the animal is now down on the ground. Now, how did it get from the roof down to the ground? It must have fallen or jumped. Aha. Do I have to worry about risuke eivorim? Risuke eivorim means a concussion that happened to some of the inner limbs and the inner bones, which even if they are not, you cannot detect them through inspection or investigation or medical assessment. But nevertheless, Chazal tell us, if it's enough, if it fell down, there is risuke eivorim, and unless you wait for the animal for another 24 hours, or unless it stands or moves, you can assume that it's a treif. However, if you left the animal, you didn't see what happened, but you find it later on that it's lamata, you don't have to worry about risuke eivorim. And the reason is because we're going to assume not that the animal fell down, but the animal jumped down. It jumped down. Now, what is that help that an animal jumped down? So that's what the Gemara is going to explore. Ahu gadya, the gadya that you have at the end of the Seder night, the chad gadya. The reason why it's chad gadya, because it used to be two, and this, the how gadya, one of them came into us only chad gadya. How do you know there were two? Chad gadya, but it used to be two, so one of them is here in the Gemara. Anyway, so ahu gadya is a small little gdi, a small little goat. The havalei l'ravina, that belonged to ravina. The chosla, chosa, chushla bi'ipuma. Chushla, says Rashi, means peeled barley. And if you own a gdi, you know that goats love peeled barley. However, this gdi was on the second floor in an attic, and it spied and saw this chushla down below through an ipuma. Ipuma means through a skylight, meaning it was there on top. From the skylight to get to the second floor, you had to go down the steps. That's how a human being would do it. However, animals don't think that way, but it saw that ipuma down there, and it said, it's calling my name. Did you ever hear that expression? It's calling my name. I have to eat that chushla. Dogar, esegim ashpring. Not from the igre arid, fell down from the igre arid. In other words, it jumped down. And now the shayla is, it did make a brucha, didn't make a brucha. But the question is, can you go and eat this goat? Is it kosher? Is it a treifa? Asulacham the Ravashi. They brought it for the Ravashi. Omalei. And he asked him the following. Hod Yom Ravuna. Ravuna that said a moment ago, what's the reason why? I can think of two reasons. Mishum the Islam midil misrach. Is it because when the animal went down, it didn't jump down, it climbed down. And it climbed down slowly but surely. It was careful. It went meticulously. It planned it all out, one step at a time, one rock at a time, one brick at a time, until it finally came down to the bottom. But the problem with it is, since it just jumped down this hole in the attic, in this skylight, and just jumped down, nothing to hold on to, just hold on to thin air. So therefore, maybe I have to be concerned about risuke evar. Or you don't make the reason of mishum the amda naavsha. It's because the behaima, even though the behaima only has seichel of a behaima, that's why it's called a behaima. But nevertheless, it has enough seichel that it can be oimet, it can assess and evaluate the situation and figure out whether it is capable of being able to jump down without getting injured. And therefore, just like Rav Huna's behaima, lamala, when it came lamata, it figured out that if I hold on and I jump in just this particular angle, it's going to be fine, because I just recently went to my veterinarian and I got a... Maybe Dak is even easier.
Dak is... I think this is why the more...
Could be. So anyways, he's asking... Gadia for sure is behemoth Daka, and therefore he's asking him if it goes based on this svara, the Amda Nafsha, right now the Amda Nafsha. Obviously, this Gadi, when it made that such a spring, it also figured out in its mind that I can withstand this type of fall or this type of jumping down, and therefore it should be kosher. It's Amalei, Ravashi told him. As far as like the second tzad, not like the first tzad. So anytime a behema jumps, as opposed to a behema falling down, you do not have to worry about risuke evar. Now we're going to go off risuke evarim for a short moment, and we're going to talk about a similar type of situation. Ha'i imrisa. The word imrisa comes from the word tzemer. Tzemer is wool, and since it has imrisa at the end, that tells you that it's a female. We have a female lamb. In English, it's known as a ewe, E-W-E. So you have this ewe, this female lamb, the Abba Beir Rav Chaviva, which belonged to Rav Chaviva, and it was very chum of Rav Chaviva, that's why he said Chaviva. The Abba Shadr, by the way, this is one of those cases where you find that the word Chaviva is both a male and a female name. There's a whole tshuva of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, about this, about unigender names. Where do you find the unigender name? Rav Chaviv is one of them. You have Chuna and Chana. You have
Simcha.
He has a tshuva which goes on for several pages, where he quotes 53 sources throughout Shas and Yerushalmi, where you find names that both men and women share the exact same name. Anyway, so you have Rav Chaviva, which
what
is also...
What was the issue?
What was the issue? The issue was that they gave a boy a girl's name, or a girl a boy's name. Is that impermissible? And so he came out and fined 53 occasions that it's all right, so you don't have to be worried about it. Anyway,
it's a girl, and then he called the same name.
This is for Shidduch purposes.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Anyway, Lamasa, if you want to look it up, speak to the people that know these things and have copies of these things, and they'll show it to you. So Rav Chaviva, what is a lady's name, but it's also a man's name. So this Rav Chaviva owned this temeral. He owned this little lamb. It's not only Mary. Rav Chaviva also owned such a lamb. They have a shadran kari basvaisa. And as this lamb was walking, unfortunately, its hind legs were schlepping. They didn't walk normally, so it schlept. Without a shtekin, without a walker, it was schlepping behind. So Rav Yehuda, said, this is garnished. Zumtait. Hai shigruna nakte. It's only a case of, Rashi says, krampf, which means cramps. And even people, I'm sure from time to time, you get one of these cramps in your legs, and you gotta, especially if you're sitting in one position for a long time, and then you walk up and you can hardly walk around, and you gotta get it back into circulation.
Shigruna?
Shigruna, Rashi calls it krampfa. Krampfa means a cramp in English. Yeah, I'm sure you have this situation. Anyway, and therefore, nothing to worry about. A cramp is a cramp. It's a gunish. Maskur Ravina, Vidil Machut Asher Efsik. Maybe the reason why it's slapping is because we have taka a risuke evarim situation. It doesn't have to be risuke evarim. The point is that it was a cut into the chut asher. We already had in our Mishnah, we had a chut asher problem. It has to be nifsak. Nifsak means baroy. But that's the reason why there seems to be some sort of paralysis in the back legs, because there's a cut there in the chut asher, and therefore it's treif. Guess what? But Kua Deitaka took and made an MRI with a CAT scan, an EMG, and Ashkechua Kiravina. They found Taka the Chuta Shedra was Nifsak, and therefore this animal was treif. But nevertheless, Hilchos made a loch is Taka Vyemar, that he don't have to be choishish for that type of treifis. But Shegruna Shchiach. Shegruna, that's a daily event that animals and the Havdal people get these types of cramps. and therefore it's a gunish. However, that is a very rare occasion. Of course it will happen one in a million, but it's not a common thing, so therefore you don't have to be koshish, you don't have to be boidik, you can assume that the animal is kosher. Now let's get back to the classic risuke. What happens if you have literally a bullfight between two bulls, and they are banging back and forth, and they're menageh, and they're goring him, neither of them was successful in actually goring the other one, because then if it was a gore, then you have to see if the hole goes into the ray, into the lathe. So, but they are fighting. Now, after the fighting is over, it's 5 or 10 minutes later, and I see that the animals are bruised. You don't have to worry about that one or two of the Evarim somehow or other got a concussion and broke, because Avagav the Midvi Vekaimi, Rashi the Midvi Vekaimi means they are Doyagin Vekoyevim. You look at them and they look battle worn, that they really went through some difficult moments over here in this bullfight. But nevertheless, all I have to worry about is it's a tzimra ba'alma. Tzimra ba'alma means that each one got a fever as a result of this very hot situation of fighting back and forth. That's why they feel kind of uncomfortable and they're moaning and groaning, but it's not anything serious. And therefore the animals are still kosher and they're not a case of treifa. However, if it's a result of this bullfighting, one of them collapsed on the ground, I do have to worry about risuke varim after all. End of that shtickle.
Is there a shear for how much they have to fall?
Oh, that's a very, very, very good question. In fact, all the Gemara suggests that you have to fall down at least 10 tvachim. And usually from the top of the animal to the bottom to the floor, you only have 4 tvachim, you don't have 10 tvachim. So who asked this kasha? Not only Dr. Goldfarb, but Toises asked this kasha. It's the second Toises before the end. That was your question, right? That it has to be some sort of shiur. However, like we see in Shosh Nagat Parab, it wasn't just that it fell down. It fell down as a result of this bullfight. And so therefore it could be that the other one gave it a zet. And that's, it didn't fall. It collapsed under this terrible, furious fight. And therefore that's a combination. It's not just the fall, but it's also the full circumstances involved in this fall. Then you have to be choshish. We don't say automatically that it's treif. You got to be choshish. So we have to see whether the animal recovers. Can the animal stand up? Can it start walking and talking? Well, talking probably not. And then you have to wait. Or if the animal doesn't stand up, but if it waits another 24 hours and it's still breathing, it's still okay, then it's not a treif. Anyway, next shikul. Omer of Menashe. Menashe is it's a shame that Menashe left already. But Menashe, of course, is an uncommon name. And on the aside, it says that the real name is Menashe. And it's a printing mistake. Anyway, so Omer of Menashe. Hani dichri de ganvi ganvi. Ein choshim shemrusi gavar. What happens over here? You have a ganav who wants to steal somebody else's shepsluch, somebody else's animals. And when's the best time to do it? The best time to do it is at night when everybody is presumably sleeping. And people had around their properties, they had walls. Not Mexican walls, but they had walls. And now you have to go and extract the animal. So one kind of climbs over the wall, and he picks up the shepsluch, and he throws it over onto the other side of the wall. He throws it out to freedom, so to speak, from the original balam. For those of you that have the Rabbeinu Gershom here on the side, Rabbeinu Gershom is towards the bottom. It says, the Paski Ganvi. In my Gemara, it's a 5 lines here from the left-hand margin. Some of the other gemaras all the way in the bottom. 2 lines from the bottom. Yeah. Anyway, the pasuk gamli kolaymer kishegoyinvim behind medaka belayla, when they're stealing these small behemoths at night, like goats and sheep, etc. Mashlichan oisin derechoyf, they throw it over the wall. So what's this shaila over here? Jokti moyen choishim shem ruisa kavarim. I'm sorry?
Hey, you know, because they had to do that extra work, they care.
Very good. But now we're not talking about the choishim mishmet shaila, we're talking about the tarfa shaila, is it treif or not? So you don't have to worry about ruisa kavarim. Why not? My time. After all, when it goes on the other side, it falls down to the ground. These guys know their trade, and they're very careful when they throw it. They don't go and throw it that it should hit the back. Because if it hits the back, it might cut into the shedra and make risukavar. So they make sure that it falls on its loins, and that apparently is a place where there's probably some insulation, and they don't have to worry about any type of risa.
Genev is not a problem, but Tidin Tarfas Chas Shalom. He's a ganef, a gazlan, but an erlach
yid. Exactly. Exactly.
Mr. Zilber would say.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, shkoyach for reminding us. Sech says the Gemara, why are they so taka, so careful to go and throw it on the Masnayim? Kech gleirti kamayu. Because they want that as soon as they're finished with their thefts, and they come over the wall again, that those animals should go and run free in front of them. They shouldn't have to go and schlep them or pick them up. They don't want to have to pay the dollar behead. They want that the animals should go quickly. And then, of course, they're going to snap their whip or hit with their staffs, whatever, to make it run. But the point is that they're careful that the animal should not become damaged with risa kivar. However, what happens? Hadrinu. What happens if they're returning the animals? Why are they returning the animals? Like Gemara is going to say in a moment, because they heard that the police are following every single footstep, so they wanted to give back the stolen goods. Then, well, we'll see what about you. We'll see in a moment. Hadrinu said, he gave back the animals. Now I have to be worried about that they just dumped the goods back. Now they could care less with the animal. They take the animal, they throw him over, they get out of here, and they just throw on the other side. Of course, they have to be chashish. The reason why they're returning them is because they have the fear of the authorities. Of Machmas Chiva, this is what Rav Dovid was saying before. Rav Dovid is automatically a Malamed Tzchis, even on a Ganef. He said, then Ganef is an Erlech a Ganef. He's concerned about whether it's treif or not. Anyway, so if it's Machmas Chiva, he wants to go and do Chiva, Chiva Meir, Chiva Mehava. Chiva Mal, you see the Avdi, then you can assume he's going to do it on the most perfect way, because after all, this person wants to return to the fold of being an Erlech Yid. So you have nothing to worry about. He's going to be so careful. He's probably going to put cushions on the bottom so it shouldn't hurt itself, and return back the animals.
Didn't we have a public comment? You have to admit to the guy, you have to tell him you're returning it to him.
So whatever the requirements are, I told him. He sent him an email. He sent him a text. Yeah, I'm returning it. Right, next tickle. Now we're talking about an animal where the Balaam are giving it. In the good old days, even children, they used to go and give corporal punishment. They used to go and give him some patch. And so now he wants to give a little bit of patch to the animal. So he called Roisha. He went and gave a patch to the head of the animal. Nechka, zets, you know, a patch. V'hol chalak lapiz nova. And this was a long shtekin, a long staff. So even though he hit it in the head area, it also hit the animal in the zonov area in the tail, because it's a long stick. Or aznav, he hit it on the zonov, v'hol chalak lapi roisha, and went all the way to the roish, to the front of the animal. Keneged kol shedra kula. So therefore, it hit the animal according to the entire shedra, the whole back from the beginning to the end. The stick was 2 feet long, 3 feet long, so hit from top to bottom the whole thing. And then you don't have to worry about a suki varim, because it didn't hit the shedra at any given point. All of it was exactly the same. So even if it did hit the chuta shedra, but whatever pain that it had or whatever damage it made, it kind of spread out over the whole chuta shedra, because it was a zetz to the whole chuta shedra. However, vishalom chutra apal gedigaba. What happens if it was a short chutra? Chutra again from the Seder night, right? What happens if it was a short chutra? So even though when the person hit the head, the back of it, the end of the staff hit the middle of the chuta shedra, ooh, and then chashin, I do have to be noivis, because maybe in fact Chas v'Shalom, he did cause a case of a nifsak chut hashedra. Moreover, the isba kitri. Kitri means that it had little knobs sticking out. Rashi says, what type of knobs? Shiurei anofim. This staff was made out of a shtik holz, out of a piece of wood. So every time you have a wood, initially it has those knots in the wood. So if it had knots and things are sticking out, then chashinim, even if it happens to be a long shtekin that goes the entire chuta shedra, as I'm banging it, there could have been certain points in the shtekin, but the shtekin giblim, that means it went and pierced chas v'shalom into the chuta shedra, and it caused a nifzik of chuta shedra, and that's one of the 18 treifas that we had in our Mishnah. The machia apaske chashin. Machia apaske means instead of hitting the animal vertically from head towards the tail, if he went and hit it horizontally, in other words, perpendicular to the chuta shedra, then you always have to be noivis, right, because if that's where he hits, the full force hits one area of the chuta shedra, and could be that it's mafsik and causes chas v'shalom to become a treif. And with this, we finished that shtickle. We start a brand new shtickle, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, and now we're talking about brand new baby animals, babies that were just born. Now, anybody that knows anything about birthing canals knows that this can be a particularly painful situation, both for the mommy, lahavdil by women, and lahavdil by behemoths, and it could also be painful for the baby. And maybe when the baby is going through the birthing canal, maybe unfortunately, because it got tzikvetched, it was squashed from all sides, maybe became a trifle. And that's Yishai the Umar Nachman, Beis HaRachem, Eimah Mishem Rizukivarim. Just because the baby was born now and it came out of the Beis HaRachem, Rashi says, we're talking about Egel Shenozer Hayoim, was just born today, and the Beis HaRachem is tzar, is narrow, and it's a gekvetch, and it's small, you don't have to worry about Rizuki Yevarim. The Banam Toysi says, I can't understand what the Havamin of our Gemara is, if you're going to tell me every animal will be a Suffolk trifle. There will never be a kosher animal in the whole world, because every animal is born through the, except for a, as Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis, a Yoytzer Toyvin, except for a C-section. So it's going to be a Naya Chumra in Klal Yisrael. Only eat C-section animals. In the Hashgucha, it's going to say, this is a Kaiser Schnitt, a C-section. You don't have to worry about Rizuki Yevarim. Did you ever hear of such a Chumra? Not yet. Wait, Sitanim Yatashem. Anyway, but this is your Zukhtar of Nachman, that by Sarah, who's Zukhtar Nelechi?
Who's Zukhtar? The other Chumra over there, doesn't it?
Look at Chumra, yeah, let me have.
The operation is,
yeah.
But we can't see him on then, both of these.
Aha.
But our other one, based on me, are the Nishkin Treven of the operation.
Aha.
Don't know of the Nishkin Klal,
both of these. Ah, okay, Zayigit.
The Benedict has an answer, though.
Yeah, what's the Benedict?
My baby's birth falls to the ground.
What are we going to talk about that? So Mendy said that the problem over here is really that the baby fell to the ground, and maybe that's a Risa Kivarim. And there was, they weren't careful to go and hold the gap. And the Mar's going to go and talk about that in the Amid Beis, that if after the baby was born, it immediately stood up on all four legs, which is showing an egg, then you see that the animal is okay. Anyway, we're going to talk about this further. To start again. Om Rav Nachman. So basically, you have a baby that was just born, and therefore you can go and shech that animal on the first day. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, that's all we did in Karbanis. We're talking about a Bi'er Chulin, so you can go and shech that the first day. I'm not recommending, but you could if you wanted to. I'll bring a rye from a brisa. Now we're talking about a real tinnik. We're not talking about a baby behind me. We're talking about a girl. It's a noikes. Metame beziva. The ziva, of course, is a form of nida blood. Ziva blood. Nida blood. Normally, you would only find this by a girl after she becomes 12 years old. When she gets simonim, she becomes a nara. However, at least theoretically, it can occur even by a younger girl. And if a younger girl were to go and see menstrual blood, ziva blood, nida blood, then of course she becomes tame. But the Gemara's machadish is you can even have a tinoikis on the first day. If she saw such blood, she gets a din of tuma ziva. If you're going to go and tell me by a little baby you have to worry about a sukevarim, ikri kan, why don't they go and say that this girl, this little baby, should be potter from Hilcha Ziva. Why? Because the pasuk says it's got to be Davar B'nei Yisrael, V'marta Laim, Ish Ki Yezov Mibsaroi, Zoy Veitamihu. Now, of course, the Zoyv comes from Psaroi. When we then skim from Levuna, we're talking about Mibsaroi. Tashim Mibsaroi V'le Machmas Ointsoi. Aha. So, by the way, I said this talking about a girl, it could be talking about a boy as well.
Azav,
exactly right, you should call it. So, therefore,
so says the
answer. Oh, anyway.
Amen.
Oh, man. So, anyway, Sazav and Azava could be even a baby of a day old. That there is a tour in Hilcha Ziva, if the Ziva happened because of one out of seven or eight different reasons, Shiva Drachim, Hazav, Nivik Ben, exactly, it did all types of jumping, ran the marathon, whatever happens to be. And our case over here, Machmas Oinsai, because of the Risuke Varim, it should be Potter. Why did it say Matam the Ziva? The Choyd is the Charai that every child, you're not Choyshish of Risuke Varim. Maybe the case that the Gemara said, that Spatam Aziva is only talking about a child that was born through a C-section and didn't have to have this terrible labor pain, the trauma of the labor pain, and that's the reason why it's Spatam Aziva. If it would be a normal delivery and the child had afterwards Ziva, it would be Potter Aziva because the child was Machma Sainza. Anyway, so bottom line is we don't have a clear cut riot. I mean, on the surface, it's a very good riot, but since it could be talking about a Kaiser, the C-section, and Ishkara. It's Tashima. Egel Shenozer Biyontif. Oh, It's the Rebbeya Shinol to be on to. We have an Ego Shinol to be on to. What happened? Shaykhlem Tiyot, you can go and shecht it today on Yatav. Rashi says that there's no problem of Muktza because the Egel is Nitter Agav Imoy. Since presumably the owners of this animal already had its eyes on shechting one of the animals on Yantiv, because after all, you're allowed to, because the Indian of Oichel Nefesh, and you want it to be fresh in the Kovid Yantiv. So the fact that this Egel was only Noel Yantiv can problem, because the Egel obviously was in the mummy's stomach on Erev Yantiv, and therefore it became Mutter Agav Imoy. So there's no Muktza or Noilid issue. However, what do we see? Shech leitz beyantiv. How can you go and shech it that day? Why don't you wait at least a day and see if the animal is able to go and survive and to walk and all the rest? How can you shech it immediately? Isn't there a risuke evarim issue? So you see, there's taka no risuke evarim. Is the charai to Reb Nachman? We're not worried about newly born babies about risuke evarim. So tomorrow Nachman mishkarai. Achanami kigoyin shiot derech toifin. It could be that it was born derech toifin again through a kaiserschnitt, and so therefore they didn't go through all of the labor pains. But in achanami had it gone through the trauma. Maybe taka it'd have to be choishish mishum risuke evarim. I'd have to have a din that you cannot go and shecht it unless you see that the animal walks or stands or waits 24 hours, etc.
So for the Rebbe, this the Rebbe said before,
yeah, you're
in the operation in the new home where I listened from Adam Godel and that's the soil.
That's what?
He said, very interesting.
Yeah.
I know now you have a respirator.
Respirator, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Islam. Everybody is gesund. Yeah.
Omen to Omen. Yeah. Right.
You see, it's changed the Messias.
Yeah, yeah.
Is why not? But the aim,
yeah.
Like before, the old Mises with the Rey and with all the Sachen.
Yeah.
Now we see a people. Not have a ray of mamish.
Yeah.
Have a 5 foot set.
But you don't put a behemoth on a respirator. You put a person on a respirator.
A person. Yeah. Chazanish says.
Yeah.
Chazanish. You have a case. My father will see the pet. Will he send it?
The, the letter.
Come to Chazanish and say to make an operation. After a heart case.
Yeah.
Chazanish take your paper. The paper is in the safer.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you know, man. Yeah.
You're moving against the diagram. They hold
somebody. The doctors. Jumping
this spoil. How did you know?
I don't know. In combat, Chazanish, you say, you're lying on an adversity. The answer, Chogelam Chul.
Oh.
This is the same type as my own old Behema.
Yeah.
The Kashi is, the situation now has changed.
Indeed.
Why don't change my veins?
And
the enter the Rabbanim of Sarapella. People, basically, but maybe it's going to be serious. Und die Maschine changed them. Das ist die Scheile. Sie wäre sehr alt. Witze nach vier und der Meise.
Good. So, Halucha Lamasa, Mafrega, Groisa, Poisik. But for purpose of our Gemara, we just have to go through the Zav and try to understand it as best as we can. So therefore, we're continuing on now. Shkoyechfa, there are interesting things. So we're up to the fifth line from the top of the Umid. Beis, Shoshima, Vishoven, Shem, Noilid, Hu, Umumoy, Imoy, Shazem, Min, Hamuchan. The Hu, Umay is talking about a bechor b'haima that was born on Yontif. Even though it happens to be a bechor, and therefore normally you have to give it to a kohen, you have to bring it for a carbon besmeidish, but it was born mitamum. Ooh. Shazem and Amuchan, you're allowed to go and shecht it chutz lebeis amigdish because it's a balmum, and you're allowed to do it even on Yontif. Aye, how can you do it on Yontif? The chayit should be muktzah. So Rashi says the reason why it's a. So Rashi explains the reason why you're allowed to go and shecht it on Yontif, says Rashi, because until the Bechor is born, it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. We had already in other Gemaras, Sidop Saloshan Finhoya, it's a year, but the Gemara learns from that, that Bahavyusa Yehei, that the Kedusha only is Chal, when the baby comes out of the womb, when it's actually born. Until that point, no Kedusha is Bechor. And guess what happened? As it was born, you saw that it already had a pre-existing mom. Oh, therefore it was never roy to be brought for a carbon of Bismigdish. At all times it was roy to go and shecht it outside, and therefore you don't have to worry about a shayla muktzah. Shav and shav means that there was a machloikus about an earlier case where the animal was born and only after the birth there was a mum that hit the animal on its first day. But there's a machloikus, but if it already was a pre-existing mum, kuli al moidim and a mukhan, you can go and shecht it on yatr.
Yatr.
Yeah, okay, so you went to the chacham. The chacham said it's a mum, gebaldig mum. So now the question is, but how can you go and shecht it? Why don't you say there's a potential for resuke evorim that it was kikvetched, inside the mommy's womb when it came out, the birthing canal, and therefore say, I can't go and shechta today. I have to wait 24 hours. I have to do some sort of
diligence.
Exactly. I'll give the same terms as before. It's talking about that it wasn't the normal delivery. It was a Kaiserschnitt. It was a C-section. Everybody knows.
That's a
rechem. There has to be a leida. Exactly. So it has to be a leida. Here we're talking about a korban. Reb Shimon legabi bnei Adam disagrees. What's the disagreement? Legabi the dinim that it says in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, ish gizri the old zuchar b'tomish v'asyomim, and even in the cave of Salem, zuchar the ganze parsha in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tazria, Reb Shimon says that this applies even to a woman that gave birth through a kaisishin and through a C-section. Why? Because the Pusik used an extra word, v'im nekeva sailite, that v'im, or the extra vav, is l'rabbis yoit sedoifin, that the dinam of tumah v'tahara, the 7 days, the 14 days, the gansamah, alas, even by a yoit sedoifin, abdusa davke legabe afro. But if you're talking legabe bahayma, even Reb Shimon agrees, she'ein kodesh because of the kivole, the stafke be aleidah. So, Ibazoi, what is the Gemara talking about over here? That you have Shabbat Shimdoi Lehu Mumimahoshazem and Amulchan. If you're talking about that it's a Derech Doifin, then it's not even Bechar, there's nothing to talk about. It's got to be a Leida. It's got to be a Petarechim. This was taken out surgically. Everything Malcham Aiskinon, Shehifris Al Gabe Karka. And this is what Mendy was talking about before, Matar Beni Gershom and the Amid Aleph, that the only time that the Gemara even had a half a minute that I have to worry about Risuke Vorim by an animal that was just born, if it was just born and then it kind of tumbled onto the floor, you don't have to worry about Sukkiva. Says the Gemara, you wanted to bring all of these rayas. None of these rayas work, not only because of the kaizish in it, but it could be talking about every single case. Shehifrez gabi karka. What means shehifrez gabi karka? Says Rashi, that when it came out, it was able to stand up. Shehifrez gabi karka. See Rashi a little bit past halfway down the omit. Ninar lamoid v'tocha parsois of lamoid. Because we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the animal doesn't actually have to walk, it only has to go and do all of the mechanical actions pre-walking. What is that? To try to stand up, to shuckle itself out, to go and put its parsis on the ground, even if it doesn't physically walk. If it stands up with all of the mechanical actions as if it's going to walk, that's already sufficient. Ah, that being the case, the reason why it could be Rav Huna is wrong.
Rav Huna or Rav Nachman?
It could be that Rav Nachman is wrong. It could be Rav Nachman is wrong that what? That a bat animal that's just born now and we didn't see it stand up, I have to be choshish mishum risuke evarim, and you cannot go and check this animal because maybe it's a treifa. Why did all these brises say, don't worry, it's okay. It's too much if I got a karka that after it was born, in fact, it did stand up and it started the motions towards walking. That's already a simen. That's not a treifa. It's kusha v'yusher. And you can take it quick to the shoycha to go and shat. V'yom Rav Nachman. Beisim et b'chaim eim b'mishim risik evar. Beisim et b'chaim means in the shlachtos. In most shlachtos, heizer, the way they go and shat the behemah is they take the behemah and they turn it upside down, go and lay it on the floor. So when they go and turn the behemoth upside down, the animal may put up a little bit of a fight, a bit of a struggle. So am I not concerned that when they turn the behemoth over and they put it on the floor, maybe there'll be a risuke varim? So you don't have to worry about it. Otherwise, you'd have a problem in virtually every shechita. Every time you take the animal say, I'm not moving. I don't want to have a shechita. You've got to fight it out. Even though you have to go and struggle and throw the animal down, you don't have to worry about it. The reason why you don't have to worry about it, Rashi said, because the animal senses what's going on and it tries to go, like Imara said on the Ahmed Aleph, about Umda itself was able to kind of assess the situation. Here too, the animal has its own natural instincts that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to the animal that tries to somehow hold on to itself. And like they say in Eretz Yisrael, Lachzik Ma'amad, even under these difficult circumstances that it's being thrown to the ground.
These
are Rashi Namad Aleph. Amda Nafshi. He's saying Amda Nafshi.
About jumping from the roof.
Amda Nafshi. This is when Sinisha Rugefan Sinog Gishpringen. is eight in Imurit by the two pintach Omravina is eight mitten for the Omid Omravina is a guy to Rupa as that same sheet is the Imurit of Dom Mishim the Om the Nafsha Vahinami Om the Nafsha Otazai. Exactly. So Rashi says, as you just said, as we Yitzchak, that if it's a little bit too high, at Nishpring. Here too, the animal knows, can assess the situation, can zechup shots in the Sitzachdu, and if you don't have to worry about Isuke Eivar. Says Imar, how toira the Nofal, there was a shore that in fact, it's really not the Nofal, it's really the Hippel. They went and threw the shore down in a Beis HaMitzvah Chayim, so to Rashi, Beis HaMitzvah Chayim, Vishtam Mekol Nigichuse. The word Nigichuse is really not a good word, because that would sound like a Nigicha, nobody gored the animal. But there's another gears on the side, Kinichuse, those are the Gimel and the Nun, are Nischalif, and that means Akrecht, a moan and a groan. They threw the animal down, you hear the animal giving out that groan, all very upset. All Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta shokel mi shufrei shufrei. After he shechted it, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta came and bought from the shenst and the best of shtiklach. He said, there's nothing to worry about. Amr li Rabbanu mi nolichah, how do you know? Amr
lei. Second time, the Gemara said, shokel mi shufrei shufrei.
Yeah. But it got shufrei shufrei free your oath. Yeah.
It's
good to flesh. It's dumb flesh. Oh, it does not. It's Amr li Rabbanu, how did you know that you're allowed to go and use it? L'chor is that treifa. Amr lei hachi amr rav, it's part of noyed. Even though the animal is being thrown to the ground, the animal does its own self-instinctive protections. It goes and digs with its claws into the ground, with its hooves into the ground, until it falls over. In other words, it's trying to maintain its own balance. It's Privyatzeratel. Otazai. So if you look at the Rashi about 10 lines before the wide lines, how come you're not noivis about Risuke Varim? It's part of Noyet. Kishuhu Shoye. Shoye would mean to wait. But on the side it says Kishuhu Shoyche. Shoyche means when it's bending over. In other words, you're turning it over and it's bending. What's the din? Lipol kol sho, or lipol kol sho, who is chazing the tziporna about she ain't a noifel migoiva. It's holding tight as best as it can. So it shouldn't be a total collapse, total fall. It should be able to kind of control the fall as best as possible, so that it should not get to Risuke Varim. So therefore, you don't have to be noivis, and you can buy me shufri shufri. Right? We spoke about this already before. But says Rabbi Marav that if an animal after it fell down from the roof. Nofla, shteitach in the Mishnah, nofla is the problem, it's the chatreifa. Ain't the sicham is less. If the animal, after falling down to the ground, stood up again, even without walking, it just stood, ain't the sicham is less. You don't have to wait for the 24-hour test to see that the animal is still out, leibidika. But, b'dika v'alibaya, after you do the shchita, you should check out, says Rashi, the chotashedra, and the great pluois. You should go and make a bedika to be on the safe side. However, says Imara,
I mean 3 points.
Yo, I'm asking. Chita shedra shviz rev tuluiz bakiras chelia.
Shkoy. Bakiras chelia was main.
Was main till my hand was up there. Viz do chelia.
Maybe because noflo.
Yeah.
Chelia
is the spleen, yeah.
In the shedra.
No. Chelia could be from the shedra, could also be from the kuna. Kuna megat ochazach chelia is from rim and rim. Anyway, the master medafum abedika. So tomorrow, holcha. But if the animal after it fell down didn't just stand, it started walking. And it's tzichamik. You don't have to go and be boydik. Nafchei barashi omar chazul achazul tzricha abedika. You always have to be boydik if it fell down, even though it stood up, and even if it walked. If you wait 24 hours, then you don't have to have any more bdika. It's a guy, you see that it's alive. But if you're not willing to wait, you want to go and shecht it now, go and do the walking or the standing test. But after that, you still have to make a bdika to make sure that, Baruch Hashem, it's nishka teif. Omer v'yem v'barach omer rab, pashti yod l'amayt afa mishalei omda. Oker ragla l'haloich afa gav shalei holcha. It's also enough. Is it there?
If you try,
it's ochit. Oh, it's in the chushev gasen etz. So it tells us that you don't have to actually stand. You don't actually have to walk. If you see that the animal positions itself and it's trying and it's attempting and it's poishet yad, it's already stretching its front legs or its hind legs to stand up. That already shows that it is in the motion. It can, and if you don't have to have a real full fledged amida v'halicha. It's a virtual amida valicha, and that's already sufficient. Like we just said now, if ninra seshokel tzachos, in other words, you see that it's getting all ready to stand up, even if it didn't actually stand, that's already sufficient. skip the parentheses. Amar Ameima. Mishmeid Rabdimi Menado. Nefulish Amr Tricha Medika Kenegim Reimei Aim. Even though before Rashi said that you look at the Chut HaShadosh V'yasroif HaTzlois, and a Fula, you gotta also check the B'nei Me'ayim, that means the Dakin, that means the innards, the intestines, to make sure that there are no holes. Omele Ma'zutra, Hachim Rim Shmei Rapapa, Tariqa, Kedika, Genega, Peis, Kolach, Eis HaCholu Kulai. It's not enough just the Dakin, you gotta go and check the Ganser, Eis HaCholu, the whole hollow, meaning all the Eivarim and all the organs, to make sure that everything is fine and dandy, and there were no problems as a result of the Nefilah. Only Huda Mar Berei Drav Nechemia L'Rav Ashi Simanim. What about the Simanim? The Simanim of him means the Kuna and the Veshet. So you have to worry about Ikur Simanim, that it fell as it can dislodged from its place. Only Simanim Kushin Ein Nitzel Lefila. No. The Simanim are well embedded in the Beis HaTzavar, in the Beis HaShchita, and you don't have to worry about that they got dislodged as a result of falling to the ground. Now, until now, we spoke about behindness. What about oifois? Om Rav Yidom Shmuel, oif shenechper al panei amayim. What happens if an oif got seklapped and it fell down onto the water? Kimin sheshot muloi kamasoi died. Avad. But now it. Let's say Chazum and dimension. This is Alt Chimers al Pon. Chimers is entirely Mishaitis Nation. But anyway, our Gemara says that the oif fell down into the water. Kim Shishot means it swims. Malay Kimasai, the amount, the distance of its Kaima. In other words, if the oif is a chwais 1 foot long, 2 feet long, if it was able to swim for 1 or 2 feet, die, that shows already that it's a Levidika Sinishka Taifa. That's tough if it's going against the current. It's going from down, it's going upwards direction, because then it has to do a fighting in the swimming. If it's going in a downwards direction, it's not really swimming, it's just floating along. The water just takes it for a ride. And so therefore, this is nishkarai. However, if it's a type of water which is stationary, it's not a current which is moving, it's stationary, even though it's going less limba, if you see that the bird is able to swim, you don't assume that it's just floating, because the mice, kind of, the water is stationary, it's not on the move. So if the animal, if the oif was able to move 1 or 2 feet, it's kushin. What happens in a situation where the oif is going milmala lamata? However, they're also tzivi. Tzivi means pieces of wood which are inside this river at the same time as the oif, and they're both swimming in a downwards direction. So normally we say it goes downwards, maybe it's just floating. However, if the bird wins the swimming marathon by coming out ahead of the floating chips of wood, is the chasimah that it does have its own propellant, that it's able to move, because otherwise they should be exactly the same, the marathon, they should be exactly tied, because the wood was right next to this oif. The fact that Kadme, that the oif got there before the wood, is the chasimah that propelled itself. Good. Next tickle. Glima mesiach chashinim, dolim mesiach loy chashinim. What happens if an oif falls down from Shemayim, and it falls down onto what we call it today, a trampoline, like you find in the circuses, that they fall on this big, like a netting of sorts. We're going to talk about a net shortly. Here we're talking about a glima. Glima is like a sheet, like a big shirt that was messiah, that was spread out. But here was spread in a very, very taut way. In other words, very, very tight. There was no sag to it. Then I have a problem. Then Chashin, maybe there was a Rsuke Varim. Etaka survived the fall. It hit this big sheep, and the sheep was hard as a rock, in a sense, because there was no sag. Therefore, I have to be Choshin Rsuke Varim. If it wasn't so tight, there was a sag in that sheep, then you don't have to worry about it, because then it was like a nice buffer. It fell on it, and Baruch Hashem, it survived. Oif umuufuf loy chashin. Now, so from here to the bottom of the Amud and to the top of the Amud Aleph, there are going to be a whole bunch of interesting words and interesting circumstances. The oif muufuf, this is the sixth, seventh line from the top of the Amud, from the top of the wide lines, and it says, muufuf im kafula hatalis vafilu mesuka. If that glima, that sheet, that talis, was doubled over, even though it's mesuka, it's tight, loy chashinan, says Rashi, de'ena nimteches yofet. But the fact that it happens to be doubled over, by definition, it cannot be as tight as if it's only stretched out one layer. By the fact that it's double layer, that adds an additional cushion. Loi chashin, you don't have to worry about misukei var. Isla umekarve kitri chashinan. Vusayt the isla umekarve kitri. So Rashi, isla oif shenofal bereshes haperusa biavir. This wasn't as a trampoline, but this was rather more of a net. imakarbi kitri kishri hachutin shebehem smuchum zel lezeh tamid. A net, by definition, means that there are holds, and that there are ropes in between all those holds, and those ropes from time to time have to be tied together to make knots. If you have lots of knots, one next to each other, chamoyer that maybe the oif hit itself against one of the hard knots, and those knots have to be done very, very tightly, otherwise they're going to fall apart and the whole thing will fall. So therefore, if a karakitri, if you have these knots close together, knit into this knot, then chashin, you have to worry about it. So, okay, when the karav kitri, however, if they're spread out more, they're not all congregated in one place, not densely populating this type of net, then you're okay with chashin. Kisna means flax. The ovid betuni says Rashi means in peklech, right? In bundles, is that what Rashi says? I'm giving a kick. Kisna the ovid betuni pishton haosi chavilus. Oh, a bunch of bundles. Oh. Then you have to be noivis chashina. I'm sorry. Sunni chashina. The high gisa, the high gisa. Rashi's high gisa means that if the oif, when it fell down, it didn't hit the chavila directly, but hit the tside ha chavila from the right or from the left side, loy chashina, because then it kind of slipped off and it didn't have that full impact against the bundle. Asuraisa chashina. What says asuraisa? Rashi chavila shulkonim. If you have a bundle of reeds, then you have to be choishish, because those can be pretty hard. Risukivar. Kisna, the daik v'nofet. Kisna is the same flax as we had before, but now we're processing it into nice, soft linen. So it's daik v'nofet. Daik means, but the yimpech, that it was crushed, that you hit it, and nofet means that you combed it out nicely. Then loy chashin, you don't have to worry about it, because the result of the combing, that softens it up, and therefore, it's not a problem. Risukivar. However, daik, if you crushed it, but you didn't go and do a nice job of combing the chashina, and then it's still hard as a rock, or it's still hard, and I have to worry about that maybe b'lakin b'lakin. Sorry?
This is blocking the oaf. It's like it smacks the bird when it hits it.
It smacks the bird. So chashina. Now, the Ovid Bizri, right? We're up to Ovid Bizri. The Ovid Bizri. Kim the ikabe kitri chashina. Busa is the Ovid Bizri. So we have to see Rashi again over here. And Bizri says Rashi is a pubidish, blad, whatever that is. Afiladaik v'nofetz chashina misham kitri de ispe. If it happens to be, is there something in this lamed that tells us more about this? Chavila shel pishton tsruk. The lamed from pudipich, so it says here in the Chagoyis Etzionim, means again bundled. Chavila shel pishton tsruk. So if you have... What's it here?
Kitno is old.
100%. Aber sie wendt sich in welcher stage. Aber sie sind goren unheim flax. Pishton is taka hard. Aber if you make it into, soften it up, so we have nuchte mamsaf linen is was menitztel mushal of begudim or the falalach, does it shouldn't feel like, does it shouldn't rock. Git. Anyway, so now you have these bundles of the bizri, which are of the flax bundles. Yeah, kima the ikka bay kitri. The problem is, since they happen to be in the flax, at time to time there are knots in the flax, chashina have to worry about that the oif hit it, and then it risukivar. The kata chashina, dakta kata loy chashina. This is dakta mit the dakta kata. If you look at Rashi again, doctor, five lines in the bottom. The oiris shivrei give oilim hanin orim mina pishtim. In other words, you have the pishton stalks, and you have the oiris. These are broken stalks that fall off of the normal pishton kishiminapton oisai. So there's apparently some chaff or something of that nature that falls away when you're processing the pishton into from flax into linen. So that kata dus is shown ashveres achashina. But if it's dakta kata loy chashina, what's dakta kata rashi? If it's dakim and adaka, the gamhina oiris, these are older chaff, but it's really smaller pieces. So once it's smaller pieces, it's not as hard as a rack, and therefore it acts as a cushion, and so you get navra chashina, timchata loy chashina. Now this is navra. Rashi, three lines at the bottom. Siva godel siva dekolim. It's like bark that grows around the trees. Umiyabshin oisay, and they make it into, make it dry. Venechlek ritzuas, and they make strips of it. Umafshin mimenu chavolim, they make from it ropes. Chosmanchli nasa ritzuas ukosh, until it gets to that stage where it's already into straps and ropes, it's still hard. So that at that point chashina. But timdecha, once the Rashi l'achshu chakulin tzuois l'hai navra, once they've taken that bark and they processed it, and now we're going to make strips and straps out of it, then it's already soft. Kitmon nehila, what's kitmon nehila? Last line of Rashi, merukid ben napa nichbash ben nase kosher. That you had this kitma. Kitma is usually some sort of ash. Ash that was merukid ben napa, that they went and they, I'm sorry? Pigtaris, good. So you have the kitma, and what was this kitma? It went through a sieve, and then they packaged it in that nichbush, and then they pressed it all together. Manasseh kosher. It's pressed ashes, that Hashin, you have to be Nar. However, says Rashi, ain't a nichbash. You just have a bunch of ashes, but they didn't collect it together and crush it together. Then Lichashin, because it's just ash, and therefore it acts as a cushion, and it's Kushim Yusha. We'll stop over here.
So have a wonderful day. If it's softer, if it's hard.
Exactly. Someone wants to give us examples so we can figure it. Have a good day. Kol Tov.